Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of September, 2015. The first official observation of Labor Day took place on this date, 1882, New York City, organized by the Central Labor Union in New York. They were worried that people might not show up because it would mean missing a day's pay. It was not a holiday. But 10,000 workers joined for the march up to Central Park. Labor Day became a national holiday in 1894. In 1862, on this date, a British meteorologist James Glaisher and a balloonist Henry Tracer Coxwell broke the world record for altitude. Glaisher was interested in looking at clouds. Mainly, though, he just wanted to go up high in the air, and they took off in a balloon. It was 55 feet wide, 90 feet high. They took off from London, and they were unprepared for what would happen to them. At an altitude of 5 miles, the balloonist Coxwell started to feel short of breath. Glaisher had trouble reading his instruments. 29,000 feet, Glaisher lost consciousness, and the balloon continued to go higher. Finally, at 37,000 feet, Coxwell was able to release gas from the balloon and bring it back down to Earth. The flight took 2.5 hours, reached an altitude of 7 miles, and they did it all without oxygen masks. It's the birthday of Ward Just, born in Michigan City, Indiana, 1935. Went to work for a newspaper. His grandfather, his father, had been publishers in Illinois. Went to work for the Washington Post, covering the war in Vietnam, and then wrote a memoir about the war, To What End? Wrote a series of novels which did not earn much money until he came out with a collection in 1973, The Congressman Who Loved Flaubert and Other Washington Stories. It began a series of longer works that became his Washington novels. It was on this day, 1957, Jack Kerouac's novel On the Road was published by Viking Press, based on trips he'd made with his friend Neil Cassady back in the late 1940s. He'd started writing the novel April 12, 1951, finished on April 22nd, writing on a long scroll of tracing paper, 120 feet long. He had taped them together. And it's the birthday of the composer John Cage, Los Angeles, 1912. Played music to be played on a variety of objects. Best known for his piece entitled 4 Minutes, 33 Seconds, in which the performer was instructed to sit silently at a piano for that length of time, meant to draw attention to all the sounds being made by the audience. Here's a poem for today by Greg Kosmicki, Waking Up My Daughter. I'm sitting in sunlight, reading, when Debbie calls to talk from some store to ask me what size coat she should buy me. We decide I don't need a new coat. It is mid-morning. On a Saturday, I go upstairs to wake my daughter, who is 21 years old and who has a psychology test to study for. I lean down to kiss her, and it is then I see for the first time in her life how much she looks like my mother when she was this age, the rest of life, as they say, ahead of her. A poem by Greg Kosmicki, Waking Up My Daughter, from Some Hero of the Past, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.